Some of the most beautifully designed homes in the United States exist in Hale County, Alabama, one of the poorest spots in the country. There's the butterfly home with eaves that soar like wings and a community center with a roofline that looks like a giant sail. These are the creations of the Rural Studio, the brainchild of the late architect Samuel Mockbee. Many of the structures are not only designed, but built by students at Auburn University themselves. Part of the program commits students to living in Hale County among the people. Samuel Mockbee's friends affectionately called him Sambo. He was said to work against stereotype and expectations. His mostly white Auburn students are challenged to invent homes and community spaces that aren't just functional, but beautiful for Hale County's mostly African American residents. Mockbee died last December of leukemia, but the work that won him the MacArthur Genius Award lives on. A new book shows off the brilliant designs by Mockbee's students. Andrea Oppenheimer Dean is the author of Rural Studio. Dean, along with Auburn faculty members Andrew Freer and Steve Hoffman, recently spoke about the Rural Studio and the 30 to 40 structures built over the last decade, like the Windshield Chapel, as Steve Hoffman explains.
It's a rammed earth structure that has this beautiful folded aluminum roof that peels away at one corner, and in that corner, through the steel structure, they covered it with windshields out of old Chevy Caprices that they got out of a you-pull-it junk place, and they sort of overlap like fish scales. And not only does it bring in beautiful light into the space, just the sort of slightly curved nature of the glass and the way they overlap, it sort of refracts in the sunlight, and it's very, very beautiful and very, very ingenious and inexpensive.
I'd like to turn to Andrew Freer, who is also with the Rural Studio. Tell me a little bit about the idea behind the Rural Studio.
Samuel used to talk about citizen architects, and I think it's a wonderful education for a citizen, but also wonderful education for a citizen architect. When you're in a conventional architectural program and your relationship with your professor is based on a piece of paper and what you draw on that piece of paper, it's something of a game, and you come to the end of your time there and you throw the paper over your shoulder. In Hale County and at the Rural Studio, there's something at stake. You screw up, you're going to screw someone's life up. And so the students, they understand that and they want to do the right thing.
Isn't it unusual? If somebody just walked up to you and said, I'd like to build you a house, ma'am, I would be inclined to draw back.
There was the second house they built, which was for Anderson Harris. Sambo offered to build him a house, and Anderson Harris said, no, I don't think I'll take one of those. Anderson Harris at least told me in Sambo's presence that he said, I don't have hardly anything, and I was afraid they would take from me, you know, what little I did have. He had been living in a shack. His wife was disabled. He needed a place that was, set up for her with wide doorways and ramps and things like that. And somehow, I guess Sambo talked him into it.
What type of house was eventually constructed for Anderson Harris and Mrs. Harris?
The house called the Butterfly House. This is a house with a very sort of dramatic roof, built sort of like a butterfly. And people have asked, you know, well, what did Anderson Harris, for example, think of this very modern, very somewhat unusual-looking house? And I asked him about that, and the only objection he had was, he said, it's too small for all my stuff.
Too small. Did Anderson Harris have any say in
yes,
how his home
absolutely.
Was put together? Do other clients in the Rural Studio have a say?
They all do.
What do they say that they need?
The first house that the Rural Studio built, which was called the Hay Bale House, was for an old couple named Shepherd and Alberta Bryant. And, for example, in the Bryant's case, they told him that they wanted a room for each of their three grandchildren, tiny room, big enough for a desk and a bed, and they wanted a big front porch. And the Rural Studio started off with a two-story house, and the Bryants said, well, that really didn't suit them. They just wanted one story. So it was made one story, and it was also moved. The Rural Studio originally had it back on the site farther, and Alberta said, well, that, you know, she wanted people to see her house, so they moved it closer to the street.
Andrew, Samuel Mockbee died last year of leukemia. How can the studio carry on without Samuel Mockbee?
Sambo's genius, I think, was he was a terrific facilitator. And, you know, there are people down there who are still are involved with the Rural Studio who understand the spirit that it was set up in, and we're going to try and continue it in that spirit.
Well, I think it's, yeah, why shouldn't it work anyplace else? I mean, why, what's contrary to the idea that architecture, you know, comes about as an interest of the entire culture and not just a commercial interest, mm-hmm. and that it's not dictated by a lone, you know, what were we saying, you know, tortured artist anymore, but the notion that the architect is just, in a way, like Sambo with the students, a facilitator, mm-hmm. someone who has certain knowledge and someone who has certain talents and someone who has, you know, expertise that needs to be respected, but at the same time, all that is for naught except for serving the community. And I don't see why there's anything in the world that's contrary to that in any situation, South Africa or New York or Hale County or Los Angeles. You know, that's just a matter of changing your attitude about things.
Andrew Freer and Steve Hoffman are on staff with the Rural Studio in Hale County, Alabama. Andrea Oppenheimer Dean is the author of the book Rural Studio. Thanks to all of you for dropping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.